USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has struck down a national moratorium on evictions, saying that the CDC exceeded its authority when it extended the directive. In a 20-page ruling, Judge Dabney Friedrich said that the Public Health Service Act does not grant the CDC the legal authority to impose a nationwide moratorium. The order was scheduled to remain in place until June 30th. An attorney with the Justice Department's Civil Division says the department has already filed an appeal. And the Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization needed to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The CDC is expecting a sharp decline in COVID cases in the coming weeks if vaccinations continue at high rates. A new study published Wednesday predicts that new cases will take a dramatic drop in July if people continue to get vaccinated and take mitigation measures where necessary. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that that decline could be faster if more people get vaccinated sooner. During a Wednesday briefing, she said that the spread of variants of the virus could slow progress, but that the available vaccines are offering protection against them.
Although we are seeing progress in terms of decreased cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, variants are a wild card that could reverse this progress we have made and could set us back. Reassuringly, as Dr. Fauci said on Friday, we are seeing that our current vaccines are protecting against the predominant variants circulating in the country. Simply put, the sooner we get more and more people vaccinated, the sooner we will all get back to normal.
So far, more than 107 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills. John Clemens reports.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child death, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched, then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time that the prototype has successfully landed. 4 previous tests were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after 2 other companies filed protests of the contract award. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.